Bezras Hashem Yisparech, today's daf is Samachay Meseches Ksubis. It is the 987th daf in Shas. We're going to pick up with the Mishnah that had told us in regards to the support of a woman, that a man is mechuyev to support his wife, that there are details, there are particular amounts that are supposed to be given to her, and we're going to discuss some of the interesting expressions that we had in our Mishnah. And the Gemara on Samachayim and Aleph will elaborate on many of those requirements, not only from the perspective of the Mishnah, but as well as from the perspective of Tanakh and Jewish history as well. Then we will discuss more of the halachos that a husband and a wife are chayiv to do for each other, some halachos in regards to tashmish, those things that are mutter for a husband and wife to do for each other when she is a nida. And then on Amud Beis, we will continue with the responsibility for him to give her a head cover, as well as kalim that she is entitled to. And finally, the halachos of a meinekes, a woman who's nursing, the requirement, as we saw in our Mishnah, of greater support for a meinekes. And that will conclude Be'ezer Hashem, the fifth perek in Meseches Ksubis. So let's pick up four lines from the bottom of Samach Dalet Amud Beis. Amar Rabbi Yosi loy pasak se'orin. This is a very, very interesting expression Rabbi Yosi had. Amar Rabbi Yosi lo pasak la se'orin ela Rabbi Shmuel shayesamuch le'edom. The simple translation is that the only husband that gave barley was Rabbi Shmuel, who lived close to Edom. Analyzes the Gemara, what exactly is the statement of Rabbi Yosi? Must be that Rabbi Yosi was the only one who had allowed a husband to give barley. We know that barley is an inferior type of grain than other grains. So says the Gemara, Ela be'edom hu da'achlin sori b'kuli alma lo achli. The assumption is that the only reason Rabbi Yosi allowed is because he lived close to Edom, and in Edom, they eat se'orim, and everybody else doesn't eat? We've seen barley. Presumably they had shalant, right? How could they have been Jewish without shalant? So in such a case, then it must be that there was barley, yet Rabbi Yosi says that b'kuli alma lo achi. Says the Gemara, hachi kamar, lo pasik se'orim kiflayim b'chitin. This amount of se'orim that we had seen, which is four se'orim, four kavan of se'orim, versus two of chitim, which is of course kiflayim double. Lo pasak siorim kiflayim chitim ela Rabbi Shmuel. Sorry, samach le'edom mipnei she'saorin adumios ra'os hein. Because over there the barley was bad. So in other areas barley would be less than four kav a week near Edom. So then it is bad. We had also learned in our Mishnah v'noisin lochatzi kav kitnius. There we go, our connection to the Yom Tov of Pesach, Kitnius. So she's a requirement that for him to give her a half a kav of legumes. Asks the Gemara, but there's something else that is missing, that's an important staple. The coke of that generation, V'ilu yayin lo katani, but there's no mention of wine. Says the Gemara, Messiah Leila Rebbe Lazar, Dama Rebbe Lazar, Ein poiskin yayin nois li'isha. The answer is, you don't give the wine to women. Rashi gives an interesting explanation. V'im tomar, if you're going to ask in Hosea, it's mashma that there was wine that was given to women. Elcha acharei me'avai, nosnei lachmai umeimai, smarai upishtai shmeinai v'shikuyai. Shikuyai means the drink, and that would refer to, it would seem, wine. Says the Gemara, no, don't understand the word as shikuyai, but rather from the word lehishtokek, to desire. Dvarim sha'isha mishtokekes aleyen, u'mayninu tachshitin. It's referring to the fact that women like jewelry. So we're talking here, shikuyai is not from the shorish lishtot, but rather from lehishtokek. Darish Rabbi Yehuda ish kfar nivirai, v'amri lo ish kfar nifar. What's the source that one does not give as part of the daily sustenance for a woman wine? That Chana got up after she had eaten and had drunk. So here Chazal are going to be medayek in the lashon of the pasuk. Of course, we know this is Chana right before Eli sees her and thinks that she has drunk too much wine, but actually Chana is davening. The Gemara is medayek that says shosoi, and the appropriate digduk would have been, the Gemara tells us, shasas, in regards to her drinking. Shasai is his drinking. So it says, shasai velo shasas. So then, in such a case, we see that a woman normally does not drink. She got up after she had eaten, and the men had drunk. Elameata says, the Gemara, achlo veloi achol, hachanami. We should make the same diuk as well. It says achlo, which seems to indicate that the men had eaten and not the women. Are we going to go that far to be medayik? Excuse me, the other way around. Achlo would seem to indicate that the women ate. And are we going to make a deal from this that men don't eat? Again, achlo with the hay would refer to a woman eating. So are we going to make such a diuk that men we don't give to eat? So obviously we don't make a diuk in such a manner. Answers the Gemara, Anan midishani krabidibure kamrina. We're picking up on a change of the language of the pasuk. It's a much more subtle diuk that we're making. Michti bigavakasuk. We're talking about Chana, and that's why it says achla, because that's feminine, a woman that's eating. And then, my taima, shani, why all of a sudden does the Torah switch and say the men drunk? Shmamina, shasa velo shasa. So it's coming to tell us that women do not drink and men do drink wine. Bezer Hashem, we continue learning together. 10 lines on top on Samachayim at Aleph. We're now ala derech. Again, my special wife is driving as we're doing another mitzvah of Chol HaMoed, Pesach in Eretz Yisrael, and that is visiting a new Dalet Amos in Eretz Yisrael, going up north towards Haifa, and also Bezer Hashem being Mekayim, a tremendous mitzvah of Biur Maestros. We have a Pruta Chamura, which we'll, Bezer Hashem, will be tossing into the Mediterranean. What a Pruta Chamura is a little bit beyond the scope of our daf, but it's part of the Hafrasha process. Bezer Hashem, we pick up Meisive. The Gemara asks the following kasha. Regila. The halacha by a yisom or a yisoma is if they're used to drinking wine, nostinlan. Part of the requirement, the Braisa tells us, is you give them wine. So the Gemara says, Regila Shani. You're right. In general, we don't give women wine for support. However, if that is something she's accustomed to, so then you do. The Amr of Chinna Bar Kahana Mishmuel Regila Nosan Lakos Echad. If they're used to it, then you give them one cup. Sheina Regila, if they're not used to drinking Nosan Lashnekos, you give them two koses. Says the Gemara, what? Mike Omar, what do you mean? It would make sense the opposite. Not if they're not used to drinking, you give them more. Amr Abai Hachikamar Regila Bifnei Baila Shnei kosas. If she normally drinks in front of her husband, so then you give her two kosos. Shelo b'fnei baila nosla kos echad. And if she's used to drinking, you only give her one kos. In other words, you don't give her two kosos if she's not in front of her husband, in a case that she's used to drinking. So b'fnei baila give her two kosos. Shelo b'fnei baila give her one kos. Eino regila b'fnei baila, if she normally does not drink, Eina regila, she normally does not drink bifnei bala in front of her husband. Ela kos echad. Then when she's in front of her husband, you give her only one kos. Shelo bifnei bala einostin la koliker. And if she's not in front of her husband, then you don't give her wine at all. Vibay same, a slightly different opinion. Regila nostin la l'tzike kedera. If she's used to drinking with her husband, doesn't mean drinking wine, because as we said, it's not normal for a woman to drink wine. Rather, we give her the wine that comes from the cooking. In other words, wine that she cooks in the dishes that she cooks, then that's the wine that you give her for. So we see in those days already they would add wine to food. Nakdima ben Gurion was a very famous wealthy person. She was entitled to 200 sa of wine for cooking, just for cooking. Merv Shabbos, Lerv Shabbos, weekly. Amr Lehen, she said, the daughter-in-law of Nakdim ben Gurion said to the Chacham, Kach tifsiku lipinoseichem, you should give the same amount to your own daughter-in-laws. In other words, you should be so wealthy to cook with so much wine like I am. Tana shomeres yavam haisa. We learned that she was someone who had fallen to Yibum. In other words, her husband died without children. At the end of the day, she was childless, and therefore, v'lanu lo anu acharein amen. The Chachamim did not answer amen when she gave that bracha. Here was a case in where, on the one hand, she appreciated everything that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had given her, but at the same time, the Chachamim understood that her life was not perfect, and that because she didn't have children, in a way, it was a lot better to be less wealthy, have their children be less wealthy, but have children, and therefore they didn't answer amen. Tana, kos echad yafel isha. One cup of wine is good for women. Shnayim nivulhu. Two is already disgusting. Shlosha tovas bapeh. If there's three, then she will be explicit in her speech. And if there's four, then she will even say things that are nivul. And she will not be careful, even if a chamar is tovas b'shuk. This halach only applies that she shouldn't have more than one if her husband is not with her. But if her husband is with her, then there's no problem. Chana was with her husband, and still she did not drink, as we saw from the pasuk in the beginning of today's daf. Answers the Gemara, Achsano Ishani. If you're a guest, then you shouldn't drink. At least for the women. The reason over here is because we saw there is a relationship between Tashmish Hamita and drinking for women. How do we know that when it comes to an Achsanoi, that it's aser for a guest to have Tashmish Hamita? Only then, when they came back home, because an achsanoi is aser b'tashmish hamita. It's actually a topic that could be discussed even halacha l'maisa, of what are the parameters as far as that halacha. The Gemara continues. The story about the wife of Abaye after he had passed away. Choma devaisu da Abaye. Choma, who was the wife of Abaye, she came in front of Rava. Also, the Kameh de Rava, she came in front of Rava after her husband had passed away. Amrale, she said to him, Psykli Mizaini, Pasakla. She asked for him to give us to designate amount of the estate for her Mizonos, to which he did. Psokli Chamra, she asked for wine. Amrale Yadana ba Benachmeni de la Avishasi Chamra. He says, I know Abaye that Abaye didn't drink. Amrloi, she said to him, Chai demar davi mashkile bishufrazi. It's not true. I remember things differently. I used to pour him large glasses the size of my arm. So she said she recollected differently that Abaye did drink. Hadi de kamachvile, when she was showing him with her arm, igla de ra'a, then her arm became revealed. Nafa nahora bibedina, and a light appeared in the Bezdin. Many Mefarshim appear, explain that because she was beautiful, so then here it refers to her beauty became clear. Come Rava Olave, said when Rava went home, Tave Bas Rav Chizda, then he asked Bas Rav Chizda, who was his wife, to be close. Amr Le Basu Chizda may have it in a Bebedina. She asked what happened in the Bezin. Amr Le Choma de Beisada Abayinaf.
Chomed Beisid Abaye.
She said, he said that the wife of Abaye came.
Nafka Abasra, Machtala Bikulpa Deshidi Ad Apkile Mikula Mechazer.
She went out and she found Choma and she kicked her out of the place of Mechazer.
Amralei.
She said to him, Kataltalech Tlasa, you already killed three men. Ba'achas Amitta. That's his Lamikdal Achrina, and you're coming to kill another one? In other words, it happened to be that Abaye's widow had been married three times, and her men, her husbands, had died. And now you want to marry a fourth, in other words, Rava, and kill him as well? So in such a case, she was very, very tough on her. Fascinating story. Devesu de Rav Yosef, Bray de Rava, the wife of Rav Yosef, who was the son of Rava, also the Kamei de Rav Nechemia, Bray de Rav Yosef. He came in front of Rav Nechemia. She came in front of Rav Nechemia, the son of Rav Yosef. Amalei Psokli Mizoni. Psokla, he gave her. Psokli Chamri, Psokla. He gave her wine as well. Amar La, Yodana Baba B'nei Mechuzah Deshasa Chamra. I know that where you're from in B'nei Mechuzah, that there it's common for them to drink wine. The wife of Rav Yosef, the son of Rav Menashe, Midvil, who was from Dvil, Asal L'Kameh de Rav Yosef. She came in front of Rav Yosef, Amalei Psaikli Mazaini. Please give me food to eat. Pasukla, he gave her. Psokli Chamra, Pasukla, give me wine, he gave her. Psokli Shirai, give me clothing. Amalei Shirai Lamai. For clothing, why do you need clothing? Amalei Lach, L'Chavrach L'Chavrach. I shouldn't be embarrassed in front of you and your friends and the friends of your friends. In other words, I used to dress well, and therefore, the wife of Rav Yosef Breder of Nashia says she's entitled to clothing to be able to continue to dress well. V'nosel Amito Mafitz, part of supporting the woman when the husband is away, giving her a bed and a mattress as well. Mafitz U'machzeles Lamala Diyavla asks the Gemara, why do you need to give her a mappitz and a machzeles? In other words, once you give her a mita, a mappitz is a
rug, and the mita that you give her has already a leather support, which is better than a rug to sleep on. Answers the Gemara, Amra Papa Ba'asu Dinihigi Dimolu Purya
Bichavli Dimivagirla.
In a place that they used to add string to the bed. It's not clear to me why they would add string to the bed, but either way, that was something that was necessary to do in those cultures, so then in such a case, you needed to put a mat on top. Tana Rabbanan, Ein Nostin La Karu Kesas. We learned that you do not have, the husband does not have to give her a pillow or a blanket. Mishum Rabbi Nosson Amru Nosson La Karu Kesas. Rabbi Nosson says no, he does have to give her. Hechidami Idorcha, if it's normal for those cultures to have a blanket and a pillow, my time Tanakama. We're so careful everything else that the wife gets, so why all of a sudden now should we be stingy if we're not allowed to be stingy in general? If it's not normal, my time to Rav Nosson. It's normal in his house to use a pillow and a blanket. It's not normal in her, from her background. Does he have to support her in his spoiled fashion, or is he allowed to support her in the standard way that she had lived, which did not require, in those days, a blanket and a pillow as a luxury? Tanakama Savar Amar La Kiyaz Lina Sheklinu Lu V'chiyasina Masinu La Bahadoi. You come live with me, so then you'll live in the standards that my house is used to. But when you're not living with me, so then you go back to the standards of your parents' house. Rabbi Nosson Savar Amra Le, she could say back to him, Zimin Dimisrami Bein Hashmashes V'lo Matzi Maisis Lo V'shakis Lu L'Didi U'maginis Li Al Ara. What I'm concerned is what's going to happen is that there's a time that's going to be Bein Hashmashes. Then you're going to come home and you're going to take the mapats from me, because that's what you're used to, and I'm going to have to sleep on the ground. So, in such a case, where it's last minute, so then she will have a backup pillow and blanket to sleep with, which will make it easier. V'noisin la kippah. The halacha is he has to give her a hair covering. Amar Rav Papa la'abaye. Rav Papa said to Abaye, Hay tana shliach artaloi v'rami misani.
The list of clothing that the Tana gives in our Mishnah sounds like somebody who doesn't dress very much at all. Shliach artaloi, he doesn't have any clothing, and he only changes his shoes from moed to moed. V'rami misani, only his shoes does he clothe, because the Tana seems to describe a very small amount of clothing that he gives her. Amarlei, they explain, Tana b'makom harim koi, d'lo sagya b'lo talsis sugi zug misanoi. They lived in a rocky area, and the most important things was the shoes. La'agavorche kamashmalon. And this is what we're coming to teach us. The nesvinu nahala b'moed, that it's normal to get new shoes before moed. In order that she should have simcha. So in those places, it was more of a simcha to get new shoes than it was to get new clothing. We learned in our Mishnah that the value of the clothing is v'kelim shel chamishim zuz, it's 50 zuz. Amar Abaye, it's the simple currency of zuz, not the more valuable currency. Amar Abaye, chamishim zuzi pshiti, coming from the pshiti, which is 1/8 of the zuz of Tsuri, of Tyre. There were different zuzim in those days. So it's actually a very, very big difference between zuzi pshuti, which is 1/8, of the zuz in Tsuri. So Abaye says chamishim zuz are pshuti. Mimai, how do we know this? Midiktani b'medvar marmurim ba'ani shebi Yisrael. Because we mention an ani shebi Yisrael, that's what our mission is talking about. The poorest people have to give chamishim zuz and shoes 3 times a year. Avol b'mechuba dire hakol fi kvoda, but if it's someone who is wealthier, then it's adjusted to their standard of living. V'yisal kadayta chamishim zuz mamish, and if you're going to say it means 50 zuz mamish of zuzim of Tsuri, ani chamishim zuz minalei, they didn't have that much money. Ela, it must be shma mina chamishim zuz pshuti. We're talking about chamishim zuz pshuti. The Mishnah told us ve'in nosdin lo lo chadashim. The Mishnah given a list of when you give her new clothing and when you give her old clothing. Says the Gemara, Tana Rabbanan, meiser mezonos lebal. Leftover mezonos is given back to the husband. Moser blaos leisha, but the leftover clothing becomes the woman. In other words, if there's clothing that's worn out, she's allowed to hold on to it. Moser blaos leisha lama. What's she going to do with it? Amar Rechava, Rechava taught, Shemiskasa ben bimei nidusa. She used it during the time that she's in nida, kidei shelo tiskana al baila, in order that bimei taharasa, she should not be meguna to her husband. In other words, she saves her better clothing, shelo bizman nidasa. Amar Abaye, Abaye says, Naktina moser blos almona liyarshav. The leftover clothing on Lana goes to the Yarshim. In a case of where she's married, so then there's a reason for her to be concerned about Tiskan. However, once she's divorced, then we don't have that concern. Nice in law, Ma Kesef. We said she gets a Ma Kesef, for lack of a better term, for spending money, and she eats with him every Friday night. Mayocheles, Rav Nachman Omer Ocheles Mamish. Rav Nachman says it means eating. Rav Ashi Omer Tashmish, it's intimacy. Tanan, Ocheles Ima Leilo Shabbos. Bishlem Lamanda Omer Achila, Hainu Diktani Ocheles. According to Manda Omer, it says Achila, and that makes sense. El Lamanda Omer Tashmish, Mayocheles. Lishna Ma'alya, it's the general. It's a nicer lashon. Kedichsiv achlo machta pia va'amra lo palti oven. That is a pasuk in Mishle that refers to tashmish as achila. Meisiv Reb Shimon Gamliel loymer chelz belei de Shabbos v'Shabbos. Bishlem the mandam achila haynik tani v'Shabbos. According to the mandam who says that means achila, then it fits in nicely. Ela mandam tashmish b'Shabbos mi'ika. And we have a rule that
there isn't tashmish bayom. Answers the Gemara, Kamarova bebayis afel mutter. Halacha is that bebayis afel it's going to be mutter, hence it could be even b'Shabbos as well. We also learned in our Mishnah that Marisa Meinika, he's got to feed her more if she's nursing.
Baruch Hu has given me, and I try to share with you, a beautiful moment to finish the fifth parak of Ksubis, Imhaisa Meinika. I'm now with you looking out at the gorgeous Yam HaTichon and the peaks of Haifa looking down to the Mediterranean Sea. My children have climbed down the ridge. It's a safe climb, not a dangerous one. Of course, it's usher to make some of these dangerous climbs here in Eretz Yisrael, but it's a very safe one. And they're throwing in the Pruta Chamura from our Hafrashos Maisros that the mitzvah of Biur is to do on Pesach. Hopefully one day we should be able to fulfill it together. Yerushalayim Yir HaKodesh, all of us together, those of us who are listening, who are close, and those who are far away. And the beauty of Artzeinu HaKodesh, the beauty over here is something that I can't describe in words. And may we be zocha to share in the beauty of Artzeinu HaKodesh together. And the two are inseparable. The chashivas of Eretz Yisrael only comes from our amelus in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's ruchnius, and particularly HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Torah. Learned in our Mishnah that the Meinekes gets extra support. Darish Rabbi Lo, Rabba Pischa Devenesia, Afal Pisha Amru Ein Adam Zan Es Benoisav, U Benoisav Kishen Ketanim. Even though there isn't a chiyuv for a father to support his children when they are very little, avolzon kitnei ketanim, but he has a chiyuv to support them when they're quite small. Ad kama, what is that age? We mentioned before in our mission that there is a chiyuv for the father to give extra when his wife is nursing. What's that age? Ad ben sheish, it's the age of six. Keder avasi, damar avasi, kota ben sheish, yotzei be'eruv imo. We see that this halacha applies in regards to an eruv tchumin, that a child under the age of six is subsumed under his mother's meal, and that's why we also learned that the meinekas is supposed to get extra. Mimai, midiktani haisa meinika pochsin la mimai simedel mosifin la al mezonosel. We saw that the woman's obligation, our Mishnah, when she's doing she's working, she has to work less when she has a baby, and the husband has to give her more. My time, Allah mishum deboy lemechel bahada, must be because she needs to feed the kid along with her. So we see that there is a chiyuv that the mother has to support the child. Says the Gemara, vidum mishum dechola hi. Maybe the reason why she doesn't have to work and she gets extra food has nothing to do with supporting the extra child, but rather has to do with the fact that she has a din of a chola. Asks the Gemara, im kain, listening im haisa chola. But then it should say that if she's sick, im haisa meinik, mai im haisa meinika, why does it say if she was breastfeeding? Vidoma hakamashal, maybe it's coming to tell us, distam meinikos, cholos denu, that in general, that when a woman is nursing, she's a chola. So the Gemara says that that is not a full raya. Itmar Amar B'Shem Levi Masif La Yayin Shayayin Yafal Chalav. B'Shem Levi also adds that we give her more wine because the wine, obviously, that's dependent on the above discussion of the Gemara of when, how, what, and why we give her wine. But if we do, so then in such a case we give her extra because wine is good for the milk. Hadron Aloch Hafopi, looking out at the azure sky and the Yam HaTichon, Oise, Yam HaGodol, Kadosh Baruch Hu, who made these beautiful Neflos HaBorei, should continue to give us koach to grow in His Torah, and understanding Chazal, understanding His Torah Kedosha, and appreciating His beautiful world that He made for us. This concludes Daf Samachei in Maseches Ksubis.